Welcome to the Arise and Shine podcast, part of the teaching ministry of Pastor Festus Nsoha of Oasis Church and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International. As it says in Isaiah 60 verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of God shines over you. It is our hope and desire that through this podcast you'll be encouraged and experience the transforming power of God's Word. Be blessed.
Praise be to God. Praise be the name of the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Jesus said, in the world, you will have tribulation. You have pressure. You have reason to be anxious and worrisome. But in me, you will have peace. And he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have mastered it, conquered it, brought it to nothing. In me, you will have peace. So Christ is speaking peace to you and I in this hour of intense turmoil and confusion and complication and uncertainties. Where can we find rest for our souls? Thank God that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. Even when we are going through our most difficult times, He always is always there. He is our life's best companion. He's our companion in our life's journeys and travels. To God be the glory. And that we can have somebody who understands, who knows, and who is not just weak and tired. He's strong. He's able to save. He's able to deliver. He's able to bring us comfort and consolation, even when we go through the most difficult time, when we can no more understand ourselves. No, nobody understands us anymore. Christ is there. He understands. Praise be to God. So we can come to Him who understands us, who knows us well, who is the master of every crisis and confusion. Praise be to God. Well, thank you for joining me again today on Arise and Shine. If you will honestly, sincerely, like a little child, open your heart to the Word of God today. It is not my word. It is His word. It's for you. It's for me. It's for everyone. I believe that the Holy Ghost will address your heart. You can receive your healing, deliverance while I am speaking. Where God's word is, there is power. I have seen so many miracles, so many healings in my life as a servant of God. And the same is today, because Christ never changed. His word is powerful and mighty. Praise be to God. Father, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ today for preparing this very banquet for you, for my friends there and me, myself today. We can come together and feast on this divine banquet. Help us to feed and feed and feed, and bless us as we feed in your word today. Let the voice of the enemy be silenced. Thank you, Father, for the anointing of your spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. And so here we see in the book of John, chapter 15. John 15, and the Lord Jesus said these words, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser, or the husbandman, as King James says. He said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he putteth that he may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. If any of us, if any person on earth ever needed to abide in Christ, it is now. Because many things are happening and many are being broken off. Many are disconnecting themselves from the ways of God, from the things of God. And they are floating and are floating and carried by the wind of distress and confusion. But it is time, it is for you and I to anchor ourselves even now deeper in Christ, deeper in His word. I pray that for you today, that through this word today, you will again flow back and connect. If you were never ever believer before, never know Christ before, there's a vine that you can be a part of the branch. Praise God. And so here we see the Lord Jesus said, I am the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Wow. So, you know, God is a planter, and when He plants, He waters. He watches over. He prunes. He purges. He's like a, God, like a farmer. And he have great expectation. He expects fruit out of that very planting, that very tree, that very vine. Now, you see there in verse 6, he says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast into the fire, and they are burnt. There are many who used to be in Christ, but somehow they allowed every other thing, anxiety, worry, fear, gossip, whatever it is, religious or religious, without knowing, they allow themselves to just slip away. Slowly, slowly, without even thinking about it, and they are completely disconnected from the vine, and they begin to struggle on their own to bear fruit unto God, and they are broken off, and men gather them and put them to the fire. You know, here, men, people, believing, unbelieving, they will set you on fire with their lips, with their words, with gossip, with any kind of things. And we are in a world now where many are being burnt. Many are being destroyed. Many are being disconnected from Christ, from the source of life, of real life, of reality, by all kinds of reasoning. Devil can think you out of your faith. He can reason you out of your faith. Pressure can pull you out of that very place where you are abiding in Christ. I speak to you today. This is not the time to look around and look back and draw back. No, no, no. This is even a time to even abide more in his word, in his thought, in prayer, in the truth, in love, in faith, in the things of God, in the church. Let nothing and no one, both of yourself or of other people, pull you away from that place of what? Abiding. I am the vine. My heavenly Father is a vine dresser. This vine dresser is desirous to see fruits come out of our lives. In fact, verse 6, verse 8 says, herein is my Father glorified. My Father is glorified in this, that you bear much fruit. So can you prove that you are really my disciple? Fruit of the abiding. Fruit of the connection. And let's look something here in the book of James chapter 5. James chapter 5, and look what it says. In verse 7, it says, be patient therefore, brethren, to the coming of our Lord, that behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and had long patience for it until he received the early and the latter rain. Here it says, the vine dresser. The vine dresser here is the Father. He has long patience and he's waiting to see the fruit, waiting, you know, to receive the precious fruit of the earth. The Heavenly Father, the God of the universe, who planted you here on earth and me here on earth as trees and waters our lives with his mercy, his kindness, the rain, the sun, the moon, the stars, and he give us every good thing on earth. You and I are here on earth as trees planted by the Lord. Maybe you don't know, but you are a tree planted. And in there in Matthew, John the Baptist says that now the axe is on the root of every tree. And any tree that does not produce good fruits will be cut down. You remember the story of Nebuchadnezzar, as he had this great dream and he saw this mighty, majestic tree. I mean, that covered the whole earth. And then suddenly there was a voice come say, cut it down, cut it down. And he didn't understand the dream. And thank God Daniel came and told him, you are this tree. You are this majestic tree. You are the emperor of emperors. But pride has been found on you. The watcher, the Holy One, has looked down on you and said, you are weighed on the scale and found wanting. And you are going to be cut down. We are in a season, a time where many things are being cities, nations, firms, industries, families, businesses, even churches, religious, irreligious. Many are going down. John the Baptist said it. That the axe is now on the root of every tree. Look at that. In verse chapter 3 of Matthew, and he says in verse 8, he says, bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance. Okay? And he says in verse 10, and now also the axe is led to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and what? Cast into the fire. What fruit does he want them to bring? He said to them here, bring forth fruit meet for repentance. It is God is calling. This is the only deliverer. If you don't want to be cut down and withered and put into the fire, you and I must produce the fruit of total, complete, and absolute turning away from sin and evil and turning to God with our whole heart. Fruit of repentance, a fruit of a changed life, of a life totally given to God. Now, he said, bring forth fruit meet for repentance. What? Because the axe is on the root of every tree. There are many who say they are religious. There are many who go to all kinds of religious places. There are many who even go to churches. But then their heart has never changed. They still do business like anybody else. They talk like everybody else. They act like everybody else. They dress like, there's no difference between the believing and the unbelieving. And at this hour and time, you will see many of that cut down because God have had long patience. He has waited for long to see that man change, see that woman change, to see that person change the way they think, the way they talk, the way they behave, the way they treat other people. But they keep on going in their own way. The Bible says here that it's being constantly warned and it's still hardened his or her heart. Shall suddenly be what? Be cut down. The axe is on the root of every tree. The husbandman, the vine dresser, the person who dresses you up. He may not know God. God said to Cyrus, I'm the one that raised you up, even though you don't know me. And so people on earth are arrogant. People think, look what I've achieved. Look what I've accomplished. Look how great I am. Look, I'm better than everybody else. And they don't know who is watering them. They don't know who is preserving them. They don't know who is helping them. God is the vine dresser. It is him that sent the rain and the sun. It is him that owned the world you live in. And he gave you all every chances to do well and to prosper. But you give the glory to yourself, like Nebuchadnezzar. Zoom is cut down and ate grass like an animal for 7 years. The axe is on the root of every tree. God is the vine dresser. And God is the one that what planted the trees. He planted you here and I on this earth as trees. In fact, they are in chapter 2 of Jeremiah. And I hope I find it for you here. Chapter 2 of Jeremiah. He said to Israel, I planted you a noble vine. How come you turned into this? How come you turned into this kind of evil tree? I really planted you with a choice vine. I didn't just put any kind of thing there. You were planted with a noble vine. But now, you become vain. You turned away. There was nothing you needed that they didn't give to you. But yet you didn't produce the right fruit. And therefore he said, I will cut you down. Because you did not produce the good fruit. And so the Bible says here, every tree that does not produce good fruit is what? Is cut down and cut to the fire. God said, I planted you with a very, very noble vine. But he produced instead only a degenerate. It turned to a degenerate tree. So he said, I'm going to cut you down. Every tree that does not produce good fruit is cut down and put into the fire. It is God that has planted you and I. There in Isaiah 6, he said, we are the planting of the Lord. The planting of the Lord. The planting of the Lord. It is God that sends the rain. He sends the sunshine. He gives us all that we need to produce good fruit. And he wants you and I to produce good fruit that will be for his own pleasure. for his own glory. He has given us the rain. He has given us the grace that we need. And he wants you and I to bring forth fruit that will be delightsome to God. Chapter 61 of Isaiah said, in verse 4:3, it says, to appoint the night and mourning Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be what? Glorified. God planted you and I here on earth as trees, and he waters us, and he expects good fruit. If we only keep on producing evil, speaking evil, thinking evil, acting evil, turning away as if we are the one who planted ourselves here on the ground, give ourselves all the glory, we are now in a season where the axe is on the root of every tree. And here in the book of Hebrews chapter 6, and look what it says here. He said that the ground that drinks from the rain that falls upon it. And it says, look at what I say, chapter 6 of Hebrews, verse 7 says, for the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burnt. God is not a waster. He's not a rich waster who doesn't really care what happens, how things are done. No, 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 no. God cares for every grain of sand, for every bird, for the very hair on your head. And one day we're going to give account to him. The devil can blind people's eyes and mind. I mean, oh, there's no God, just me and you. Don't care. Universe exists for nothing. You just appeared here because your parents had sex. That's why you appeared here. No, 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 no. That's not the reason. You are more than sex, product of sex. You are an eternal spirit. You came from a mentality. You enter into time. This body is your earth suit. God choose your parents to wrap you in that skin and plant you here on earth and water you every day. And he expects good fruit from me and from you. He wants us to produce good fruits that will be for his own delight. There again in Isaiah, we see what the Lord was saying there about this tree that he waters. He said, I, the Lord, water it. I, the Lord, watch over it. I, the Lord, preserve it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So here we see, seek and find out for you here. In fact, in chapter 27 of Isaiah, and it says in verse 2, in that day sing ye unto her a vineyard of red wine. I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I keep it night and day. The Lord is our keeper. He's one that waters us. Grace for grace. Mercy. Kindness. You don't see it. You don't know it. But God's mercy has been with you from your mother's womb. He has watered you, washed over you, preserved you, brought you out of your mother's womb, and planted you here on earth and expect good fruit. Fruit of thanks. Fruit of praise, fruit of worship, fruit of repentance, fruit of holy fear. You are my God. I owe you everything. I want to live for your pleasure, satisfy your heart. I want to fulfill the purpose for which you brought me here on earth, for which you are pouring so much grace on me. He expects good fruit from you, from me, from our lives. If we keep on producing thorns, stubbornness, resistance, evil, just living as if God, who is God? Can you imagine that bubble of flesh few years ago in your mother's womb come out of here? Now you are God. You know how the universe exists. You know, yeah, you are God. You are too smart to ask, read the Bible. You are such a great person. Hi. What? What a stinking arrogance. Fruits of repentance. We come to our own realization. I am not God. God is God. Who am I to speak against the Almighty? Who am I to sin and grieve God every day and don't care? If we keep going that way, the axe and the root of every tree. God is calling the nations of the world, individuals, families, churches, ministries, governments, people in authority, poor and rich, to repentance, to turn from evil and turn to God. Jesus Christ died on the cross. He didn't die in vain. He died so that we can look at him on the cross and say, oh God, my evil, my sin brought this on my God. I want to produce the fruit of repentance. I want to become a branch of the vine. I want to produce fruit and make God happy. That fruit can only be found when we give our life and abide in Jesus Christ and stay our heart and mind in his word. I, the Lord, do keep it. I water it every moment so no one will hurt it. I keep it night and day. God knows every step you've taken, every word you've spoken. He knows the way you take. You can't hide from God. He's almighty. He knows you in and out. He knows what you're going to do in 10,000 years to come. What you're going to do in 1 year to come. God knows it all. He wants you and I to incline our heart and mind into his way, into his part, and desire to live a life that will bring him pleasure. This is only in Jesus Christ, who alone is our Savior and Redeemer. And the Bible says, the husbandman, the vine dresser, God has long patience. He is waiting. He is waiting. He's waiting to hear you say, I'm sorry. He's waiting to hear you say, oh God, forgive me. He wants to say, okay, now I'll get to the church. I'll get to the Bible. Okay, from now, I'm going to fall in love with Jesus Christ. Okay, from now, Lord, I turn from all these things. I turn to you. You know, at every point in time, we as humans, we are always waiting for something, longing for something. Longing. I mean, mothers and fathers, when they love a baby, you can't wait to see that baby take first step. You say, oh. And, you know, parents would see, even when the baby said, she's already talking. She's already talking. I mean, you can't wait to see that baby say, Mama, Papa, yo, and I'll make your day. And God is longing to hear you say the right thing. To hear you say, I am sorry, oh God, forgive me. Heaven has been waiting. Angels are waiting. I mean, the Bible says there's joy in heaven among the angels when one person says, oh God, forgive me. I will no more justify myself. God is waiting with passion, and he's pouring mercy, he's pouring goodness, he's pouring kindness. He's waiting to be gracious unto you. He can't wait to hear you say, forgive me, Lord Jesus. I am a sinner. Save my soul today. I am tired of grieving God. Oh God, change my heart. The husbandman that's been patient all your life, have seen you commit adultery, have seen you cheat and lie and fight and drink and gamble, have seen you on drugs and see you curse people and fight people and kill here, abortion here and all kinds. And he's still pouring mercy. He's not killing you yet. He's still pouring mercy. He's trying to find a way to get your attention. He's longing the day. He cannot wait to hear you say, oh God, don't. Please, Jesus, save me, forgive me. I'm tired of living this way. I'm grieving you every day. Even though I've been doing all this evil, yet you've been missing. Why have you not killed me? Why didn't you kill me? I was worthy of death. The Bible says his goodness, his mercy leads you, guides you. He tries to influence you to the place, to the day where you can say, oh God, have mercy on me. Forgive me from my sins. Save my soul, Lord Jesus Christ. How long will you run from the Almighty? How long will you run from light, from reality, from truth? God is, and he's waiting to be merciful unto you. He's waiting to cleanse you from your sins. He's waiting to touch your heart and change your life, but you must give him that invitation. Repentance is a genuine invitation to God to come in and cleanse this foul tongue and cleanse this lying, gossiping, crooked, hypocritical person that doesn't care who she stamps upon or crushes and along the way. The self-centered and selfish and arrogant. God cannot wait to see that fruit of repentance come from your heart and mind. The patience of God. God waiting. And he is waiting to give you more grace, as I said. And so will God wait to be merciful on you. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 18 says these words. And he says he cannot wait to be gracious unto you. God cannot wait. In verse 18, he says, Isaiah 30, and therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. God is waiting. Mercy is, while you are hearing me now, God is saying, will he be today? Can you say yes to the Lord Jesus? This can you say, I'm sorry? Can you? I mean, some of you, even parents, sometimes will wait to see you, daughter or son, say, Mama, it's my fault. I'm sorry. I suppose I've cleaned that kitchen. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be doing this way. God is waiting, passionately waiting to hear that word, that marvelous word coming from your heart, crying out, Lord Jesus Christ, I can ignore you no more. I can no more despise you. I cannot keep running from God, running from reality. I turn to you, O God. I am sorry. Have mercy on my soul. Forgive my sins. Change my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus Christ. And then there's an eruption in heaven. All angels shout and scream, hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you hear what I'm hearing? At last, the prodigal is coming home. May the Lord touch your heart today and touch your heart and change and transform you. Have mercy on you and forgive your sins. May the Lord hear you cry out to him and say, have mercy on me, save me, heal me, deliver me, Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart, save this soul of mine and make me a new creature in Christ Jesus. He can't wait to see you turn the Bible. Can't wait to see you dress up and go to church. Can't wait to see you call up and say, I'm sorry what I did, what I said. It was my fault. Heaven waits. The husbandman is waiting for you to say that words. Cry out to God in repentance today. Be blessed. And as you cry out to him today, may the Lord touch you mightily and bring you out of the pit of death and darkness and establish your life upon the rock. I bind the powers of evil that try to hold you in darkness. In Jesus' name. Call right today. I want to hear from you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord and he is wonderful.
Jesus came to do one thing, and that is to bring the kingdom of God. The way this is accomplished in our lives is through the gift of salvation. Salvation is a free gift of grace. It means that a person is forgiven and freed from their sin, given a new life, will go to heaven when they die, and will one day be resurrected from the dead when Jesus comes to make all things new. To receive this gift of salvation, there's a couple key things. First, recognize your sin, meaning your life is not aligned with God's purpose for you and that you do things that are wrong and evil, deserving of God's judgment. Second, recognize that you need a Savior, that Jesus died and rose again to forgive and free you from your sins and to give you a new life. Third, turn from your life of sin and believe in Jesus Christ for your salvation. You can pray a prayer like this. Father in heaven, I come before you today to turn from my sin. I recognize that I am a sinner and that I need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. I believe he died for my sins and rose again to set me free so I can be in heaven with you when I die and one day rise again like Jesus did. I turn to you, Lord, and I turn from my sins and receive from you a new life. In Jesus' name, amen. For more resources on the next steps to take, check out our website, holyghost.cz, and visit the page New Start under the Seeking God section. Thank you for listening to the Arise and Shine podcast. Our prayer is that it encouraged, instructed, and uplifted you and pointed you to Jesus Christ. For more information about Pastor Festus, Oasis Church, and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International, visit our website, holyghost.cz. Be blessed.